This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa County Jail has received a pair of donations totaling $2,500. According to a press release from Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes, the newly reopened Lake Halley Walmart contributed a $2,000 donation to support programming opportunities for inmates at the Chippewa County Jail last week. The Chippewa Falls Library also donated $500 worth of books for inmates to read on Tuesday. The donations are meant to assist efforts in lowering recidivism and taking a proactive approach to improving public safety. The Eau Claire Police Department is seeking information on a burglary at the Jeffers Park concession stand this week. According to a press release, the theft occurred on Monday night following a busy weekend with a baseball tournament in town. Eau Claire Nationals Little League baseball officials say the money taken in during that tournament was stolen from their cash register, as well as the money from donation jars seeking to raise the funding needed to install lights at Jeffers Park. Anyone with information on the incident should contact the Eau Claire Police Department. Lake Altoona Beach in Eau Claire has once again been closed after water testing confirmed a harmful algae bloom. According to a press release, the Eau Claire City County Health Department also issued a water quality advisory for Lake Eau Claire Beach as a result of harmful algae and is recommending residents avoid boating, fishing, or even touching the water this weekend. Those looking to get outside this weekend will still be able to enjoy the other six beaches monitored weekly by the Health Department, including Half Moon Beach and Riverview Beach. The Wisconsin Foster Closet will host its annual car and motorcycle show fundraiser this weekend. According to organization officials, the yearly event seeks to raise the funding needed to help foster and kinship children in the Chippewa Valley get supplies and some new clothing before they head back to school. The fundraiser will take place on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with a $25 entry fee for the car and motorcycle show contest. The event will also feature local food vendors and games, as well as a raffle with prizes like a signed Packers football and more. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. It's not too late to get in on all the action of Packers Family Night tomorrow night. The Packers say a very limited number of tickets are still available for the fun-filled family evening at Lambeau. Titletown Family Fest kicks off Friday's festivities at 3 p.m. with activities for fans of all ages. Lambeau Field gates open at 5:30 with the team taking the field for warm-ups at 7 and practice beginning at 7:30. Family Night features a game-like atmosphere with game day music, jersey giveaways, and wraps up with a fireworks display over Lambeau Field. While there are a few event tickets available, parking passes are sold out for Lambeau Field and Titletown. Just like on game day, parking is available in surrounding neighborhoods, and many area businesses and residents offer pay-to-park options. Wisconsin is fighting a Trump administration rule that would ease restrictions on a type of greenhouse gas used in refrigerators and air conditioners. The state Justice Department says the chemicals, known as HFCs, are far more harmful to the climate than carbon dioxide, and the new rule would delay deadlines for phasing them out. The administration says the change gives businesses more time and could reduce costs. Wisconsin is joining a coalition of other states in the legal challenge. One candidate for Wisconsin governor says she's disappointed with the outcome of an encampment in Madison. State Representative Francesca Hong spoke out yesterday following Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway's decision to clear out the site of a fatal police shooting serving as a makeshift memorial. People have been protesting and camping out there since Corey Ruiz was shot and killed by police on July 22nd. In a statement, Hong called on Madison to be transparent about arrests and tactics used by law enforcement. She said she wanted to make sure personal items and memorial materials were returned to their owners. A legal group is suing Governor Evers and state officials over a law that authorized online sports betting through tribal administration. The lawsuit argues that Wisconsin Act 247 violates the Wisconsin Constitution, which was updated in 1993 to prohibit most forms of gambling, with limited exceptions such as the state lottery and charity raffles. The group is suing on behalf of the Brown County Taxpayers Association and Milwaukee-based Citizens Defending Liberty. The lawsuit also challenges Governor Evers' plan to negotiate tribal agreements in order to implement Wisconsin Act 247. Such agreements, if negotiated, would ensure online sports gambling is done using computer servers on tribal lands. Tribes like the United Nations support legalizing online sports betting. They argue Act 247 ensures sports betting stays within the state rather than spreading into illegal or unregulated markets. The governor's spokesperson said in a statement to WITI-TV, the governor will fight the lawsuit. A correctional officer from Janesville has been dismissed and taken into custody after finding himself on the opposite side of the law. The Rock County Sheriff's Office terminated Jacob Struley following reports he had a sexual relationship with an inmate. The 28-year-old was arrested yesterday after officials conducted interviews with the parties involved in the allegations. He is slated to appear in court tomorrow. A Madison-based medical center is once again being recognized as the premier facility in Wisconsin. For the 15th consecutive year, U.S. News & World Report has crowned UW Health as the top-ranked hospital in the state. The center earned national accolades in 9 adult and 3 pediatric specialties, while also receiving high performance ratings in 20 separate procedures and medical conditions. Coming in at number 2 on the annual list for the Badger State is Milwaukee's Aurora St. Luke's Medical Center. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A comeback win for Harrison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers beat the Pirates last night 4-2 in Milwaukee. Lefty Kyle Harrison, in his first start in over a month, was doing great, striking out 10 at 1.8 batters in a row when he says his legs started to cramp up towards the end of the fifth inning.
You know, those last two hitters in the fifth inning just kind of locking up on me, had the groin locking up, the calves were just cramping. So first time I really experienced like a full body cramp out there.
The series wraps up this afternoon. NFL, the Packers getting ready for tomorrow night's family night practice inside Lambeau Field, set to start a little after 7 o'clock. In Madison, quarterback Colton Joseph on why he decided to transfer from Old Dominion to Wisconsin.
You know, Coach Guyton was had a big influence on that. Coach Grimes, Coach Fickell. Really, I just saw it as the biggest opportunity for me to come out and show what I can do and make a name for myself. And since I've been here, make a name for the Badgers.
That's quarterback Colton Joseph with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 61. Tomorrow, sunshine with an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.